Home sweet home. This hotel is pretty much my home. I mean, considering how many times I've stayed here. Oh, I'm so tired. I could just fall asleep right now. I'm probably gonna take a bath in a little bit, though. I get so sore after I've done a concert. What are you doing? Are you checking for monsters? Of course you are. You're checking to see if another crazy stalker is in here. I told you, you don't have to check every single corner anytime we stay in a hotel. No one is gonna break into my hotel room again. That happened once. And nobody got hurt. He got charged for trespassing, so can't we just let it go? I want to let it go. I don't want to live in fear of it happening again. So let's just relax, settle in. I'm gonna unpack. And you don't have to stay here and wait for me to go to bed. If you wanna go to your room and, I don't know, put your feet up, order room service, watch TV or something. What? What's the matter? I'm sorry, what? You're staying in here with me? Is that why there are two beds in this room? Okay. I told you, I'm fine on my own. Please, can we just... I'm just so sick of everyone treating me like I'm made out of glass. I know you're just doing your job. But I can't have someone watching over me 24/7 for the rest of my life. I need to be able to sleep in a room by myself. I mean, if I can't do that, then... I feel like I'm being babysat. Loosen the leash a little, please. And if somebody breaks through the window in the middle of the night and tries to kill me, then I promise I won't blame you. You're so stubborn. Okay, so you're definitely staying in here. I can't change your mind. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's fine. I mean, I'd rather stay the night with you than a crazy stalker killer, so... I'm gonna get changed. Can you unzip me? Thanks. Do you like the dress? I certainly hope so. I wore it for you. Well, yeah, I mean, when I was trying to decide what to wear on tour, I asked you which dress was your favorite, and you said the purple one. You don't remember, do you? It's okay. Ah, today was a good day. What did you think of the show? Good, it was just good. What, not amazing? Not fabulous? Not jaw-dropping, heart-stopping, out-of-this-world fabulous? You're really hard to impress. Well, I thought it was amazing. Not to toot my own horn. I just mean that it went really well. Like, as well as it could have. The crowd was really into it. I remembered all of my lyrics. No wardrobe malfunctions. it never gets old. The feeling of being on stage. There's this rush, this thrill of getting to sing in front of a group of people who are cheering for you. It's just so special. I can still feel the rush. Whenever things get tough, the paparazzi, the gossip, the crazy stalkers who break into my hotel rooms, I just think of what it feels like to be on stage, and I'm reminded of why it's so worth it. You're not very chatty. I mean, even less chatty than usual. Well, I wish you'd talk about yourself sometimes. You never talk about yourself. No, I don't know a thing about your personal life. Oh yeah? Okay, what do you do when you're not my bodyguard? I mean, what do you do in your free time? That's vague. You're so mysterious, it's annoying. Yeah, it's annoying because you know absolutely everything about me. Over the past couple years, I've told you about my background, my hopes, my dreams. You've seen me cry several times. I don't know, I guess I just... You know me better than even a lot of my close friends. And I don't know a thing about you. You're not paid to tell me about yourself. You're paid to protect me. Yeah, okay. Thank you for protecting me. I think I forgot to say that earlier. I am grateful for how seriously you take your job. Even if it has been driving me a little bit crazy lately. Come on, you have to admit, I mean, lately you've been treating me like I'm a 4-year-old running with a pair of scissors. You didn't even let me get coffee with a friend unchaperoned. It wasn't a date, I told you, it was just coffee. Oh my, you're worse than the press. It wasn't like that. He and I met at the VMA's after party, we became friends, that's it. And we certainly stayed friends, especially with you, hanging around 5 feet from us, watching us drink coffee. No, really though, it was never gonna be anything more than just a friend's coffee thing. If I were to date someone, trust me, you would be the first person to find out. I haven't been dating anyone recently. Yeah, well, the media blows things out of proportion. You should know that, of all people. Remember that one night when I was leaving the studio? And it was cold, and you gave me your jacket, and I was kind of cuddling into you. Remember how that made headlines? Everyone thought that I was hooking up with my sexy bodyguard. That's what people were saying. I'm pretty sure no one believes it anymore, though. Because whenever we're out, you pay more attention to my surroundings than to me. Yeah, I know that it's your job. I know, I get it. I know. You have to keep a lookout and make sure that no one in the crowd is holding an axe or a meteor isn't heading right for me. I don't know. Would it kill you to just let loose every once in a while? No, but it might kill me. Oh, come on. Don't you think that's a little melodramatic? The last time you relaxed, I nearly got killed. What, you mean the crazy stalker hotel thing? We were just... You and I just had a couple drinks. We were having fun. It's not like you were drunk. And even if you hadn't had a drink, you still would have gone back to your hotel room and gone to bed early, and the crazy stalker still would have broken in. It wouldn't have mattered either way. And anyway, you got to my room in time. Hey, it's not your fault. Nobody blames you for what happened. That would be ridiculous. And look at me, I'm fine. No harm done, okay? It's all fine. It's all fine. Are you staying here tonight for my sake or for yours? Are you staying here because it's your job to take care of me, or because you like taking care of me? If that were true, you wouldn't have answered so fast. Listen, a lot of people know me, but not a lot of people know me. And a lot of people think that they know me when they don't. They read about me in gossip magazines and watch a couple interviews, and they think they have me all figured out. Even some fans, you know. Sometimes they create this fantasy of who they want me to be. And it's nice getting to be on stage and getting to pretend that I am that fantasy. I get to play a part and I get to live up to their expectations. But when they finish clapping and the lights go off and they all go home, you're still there. And you see me underneath all the pop princess stuff. I used to be really lonely. But I'm not anymore. So tell me, are you staying for my sake or for yours? I've always been so desperate for your attention. I know, but you're always giving me the wrong kind of attention. This is the right kind of attention. But I'll admit, sometimes I do like how protective you got. You make me feel safe. You know how you gave me your jacket that one night? And you put your arms around me because it was cold? Well, I haven't been able to stop thinking about how that felt ever since. I just miss how it felt to have your arms around me. I love your arms. I love a lot of things about you. I just wish you'd open up to me a little more. I feel like it's unfair that I'm constantly dumping all of my problems onto you and you never talk to me about anything. I know, it's just, I guess I just want you to know that you can talk to me too about anything. I just mean for future reference. We don't have to do any talking right now. Okay.